That's right, Big Voice Man. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yet another day of practice out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans Training Camp 2025, babies. You got John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula Figgy Fig. Again, feeling like a redheaded stepchild. It's not my fault, Fig. I would have had you out here if I'm going to be completely honest.
It's all good.
Yeah, see, I just wanted to make that clear. I know you don't hate me, but I feel like I have to actively always work to make sure that we're on a good space. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you're proactive, you don't have to go back and
That's
fix
right.
it on the back end.
That's right.
But, yeah, we are watching a little bit of break. These guys are getting a breather out here.
They were doing some special teams.
Yes, they were. And, again, I'm glad you mentioned that because a couple of things, some quick passing thoughts before we get into the conversation that we have here. Tremont Smith, number 11, getting a little bit of work in kickoff return as well. I haven't talked a lot about Tremont Smith because he's one of those veteran depth cornerback guys out there. And I haven't made a lot of notes of him, so I do wonder, have you seen anything of him? What are you thinking? Because him being involved a little bit in special teams things, I don't know if that means he's going to make the roster or what have you. But I'm like, all right, cool. Like, could that be where he latches on?
Oh, I think he's going to be in the mix. You know, he was definitely a guy that they liked a lot last year, that had a very specific role for a while. I think Tremont Smith definitely in there. And then you mentioned another thing that was quite intriguing to me. We've been biggest fans around for Kalen Bullock. He seems to be doing it all on every type of team, including special teams.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to give him his love, and I feel like I need to give somebody a pet cat point. Hey, man, there's at least two really good return reps on kickoff return, right? These are the dynamic kickoff returns for number 82, Jalen Noel. Mm-hmm. Like, not, you know, we talk about the kickoff return being a little bit almost like a running play where you catch the ball, you need to find your blocks and go, and it's a little bit different than punt return that we've seen these guys work at a little bit more. He's had some really good read and react situations. Some of these kind of bouncing back to the other side of the field when the place that he had planned to go, it seems like, closes up. And so he looks really, really good in that. And I do wonder if it'll be him next to Berrios on return, like on kickoff return.
Yeah.
There was one of those reps where it was Jawar Jordan next to Berrios on kickoff return. But yes, very, very fun. I guess, and it'd be good having two return guys, but also you want a guy that you feel comfortable going up and blocking. So I think that'd be the interesting thing if you had a Berrios pairing. But anyways, we'll see more about what's happening as we are watching camp. But yesterday, somebody who was also watching camp, our guy, Clint Sterner of The Drive, you hear every afternoon, 2 to 6 p.m., right here on Sports Radio 610. He had this to say about what he noticed when it came to the reps, the number of reps, the rep share that was happening with the quarterbacks, particularly C.J. Stroud.
I'm not out here trying to tell you what's wrong. I'm not here trying to tell you that there's some kind of crazy injury. I'm telling you right now, watching five of the six practices that have taken place, something ain't right with C.J. Stroud.
It just by you. You're not saying that you know anything. You have any inside information, but for you, what you're seeing numbers wise in terms of reps and all of that, the last, well, since camp started, is just unusual, and you and tips you to think like something's up because this isn't normal.
I'm not positive, Ron, because I didn't sit there and count every single rep, but they did two team periods and 1 7-on-7 period. And I know in one of the teams he got two reps, and I know in the 7-on-7 he got two reps. I'm not going to pin myself down to a precise number there because I was trying to watch other things. But there is today 7-on-7 and team combined. I bet you C.J. Stroud got a single digit rep. I bet it was nine or fewer.
To me, the hope is that they're just still, they're maybe potentially just still cautiously protecting his arm in a way they did during mandatory minicamp.
But that in itself, in itself is something.
He's not wrong if that's true.
Okay, so let's start because I think I want to get to the larger and meatier point in my perspective of just the rep share because we have noticed that there's still a lot of reps going to Graham Mertz and Keaton Slovis. And I think that the quarterback depth chart is one that is, I think you could write in pen right now. You could probably type it up. You could send it off to the printing press at this moment. So I think we'll get there. But do you have any concern of CJ health-wise out here for us? Maybe that may be factoring into a lesser or maybe not as a robust snap share when it comes to some of this practice work?
Long story short, no. But I'm not going to say that Clint is necessarily wrong, nor Ron. I think it's somewhere between maybe he's taking a few fewer reps, and maybe they're just being a little more cautious. I think that's definitely the case. All I'll say is he just threw a magnificent ball back shoulder to Nico Collins, and I'll say this too. I am counting the reps in this 11-on-11.
We have a number of eyes at Sports Radio 610 counting reps.
I am counting the reps right now as we speak it, and it is ones versus ones. You got all the big names on the defense out there, offense as well. They did a couple of handoffs before that throw to Nico Collins. But here's okay, my big takeaway from what we just heard. Like I said, it could be a little bit of both. I think right now they're being very cautious, maybe not just because of something lingering with his arm. They're throwing a lot at their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
They are throwing an eye. You remember the first couple of days of camp, he got the lion's share of reps. Like, he got a lot of reps, but they weren't really throwing a lot. It was just sort of kind of half-speed stuff. So I think it could be just any number of things, but for me, the overarching thing is this is a brand-new offense, and this is an offense that is hinging on the quarterback making all the calls, all the reads, all the throws, all the everything. So maybe that's part of it, too.
That was where my mind went when it came to reps was, I wonder how much they want him to do active physical reps and how much they want to get mental reps where you can see the breadth of the field and get a feel for what's happening. Because I do want to start from the place of, I think we can agree, I don't know how many reps I want to give to Keaton Slovis and Graham Mertz. I understand that there's the idea of like a project that you're working towards, and camp is the time where you would be working on that project for like a Mertz into the future or Slovis into the future, if that's something that you have within your mind. All right, cool. I personally am not moved by that. I want to, if we're just talking about getting an opportunity without any other considerations, CJ and then Davis as well, because I think that he has an opportunity to get into a game, a meaningful one that you might need. Obviously, knock on wood, because I don't want that to happen, but I think that those ones would matter. Outside of that, though, the idea of mental reps does intrigue me, because we've heard from players, sometimes, really good players, they get hurt or whatever, and they have to be out. And they find value, and I don't know if it's just them, finding a silver lining in the situation, but they find value in seeing the play from a different perspective and being out. And I do think that you're right. With all of the work and all of the newness of this offense that CJ is interpreting and digesting, I do think that there might be value in that. The question I then have is, do you think that this is the right perspective or the right way to going, if they are indeed doing that, to have such a even share amongst all the quarterbacks, or do they need to adjust that in your mind?
No, and for the record, CJ Stroud is just taking 6 reps with no backups, taking any. I believe he's still on the field. No, they're kicking a field goal. So he took 6 reps. They were trying to run. It wasn't 2-minute per se. It was just kind of run the length of the field. No backups, took any. That's just in this particular drill.
Sure.
To your point about the backup quarterbacks, that's a non-factor to me, because you've got all season, you've got practice squads, you've got meeting rooms, you've got extra drills on the field after practice, extra looks. So, like, if you're trying to develop something, that to me, that's just not even a factor.
Okay, so that makes it even more so that it is a little odd that we have this kind of snapshot, though, isn't it?
Yes, it has been. But, again, it could be one of the three things. Maybe there's something there they're being careful with. Maybe it's just a matter, of learning the offense and taking your time. And putting so much on him, so they're being deliberate, and maybe they're just trying to be a little extra cautious. So we'll see.
Okay, some more things that we're noticing looking out here. There was another. I mean, the run game. It's interesting because I feel like at times the run game has been pretty good for this offense out here. In that drill, at least I saw one play where I believe it was Tim Settle. His jersey was kind of rolled up, but I believe it was 98. Big tackle for loss in the backfield. How are you feeling about the run game to this point for the offense?
Well, that was one of my passing thoughts. I have no idea what to expect. Again, the defense is playing so well. Joe Mixon is not out there. Nick Chubb, I think they are bringing him along slowly and being deliberate, even though he's getting a lot of first-team reps. You've talked about, the shake that he has or doesn't have compared to what he used to be. This is going to be another one of those, as I said yesterday, you know, preseason games don't really matter and you get a lot of backups. I think it's going to matter a little more for this team than usual, man, especially with the run game and certainly some of the things they're doing with the tight ends and the passing game.
Grimbauer would be good. What will matter even more is when you get that joint practice at the week after.
Exactly.
Going to be huge in telling us some things on that. But, yeah, back to the quarterback thing from the 713. Hasn't even been 24 hours, and just the fact that we're discussing CJ injury is scary. I don't know that I'm not sold on the idea.
Me neither.
He is injured. Yeah. However, I do think that that pops up, and I understand where Clint, again, a man who has been through this type of process of figuring out, you know, or like, you know, seeing what reps are, seeing what training camp is from the most inside of like the closest perspective as anyone that possibly can. And I think he's right at least to look up and say this is an oddity.
He's been
with
there.
The snap share.
Yeah.
And I, as you're looking to find reasons for that, I can understand how you pull that one out. I am still intrigued as to what their reason would be for the ways that they've gone through the snap share, because I don't know that I'd agree with the way that they've gone about it. But I'm still very intrigued to see, because, look, again, it's a lot. We've talked about it. CJ has a lot that he's putting on, and I would like him to have maybe even a more even share of on you know, hands-on experience, hands-on kind of like feel and working through it in that laboratory environment.
Yeah.
And I would like to, I mean, I know it sounds weird, I'd like to see him work with more of the guys, because again, all these guys, if they factor in with, if you're doing well, all these guys are going to be getting the ball from CJ, not Davis, not Keaton, not Graham. Like, I do think that I would like him to be involved a little bit more, even if he is getting some mental reps on the side.
Yeah, totally agree.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Still watching camp out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Seems like there's some people that very much agree that I don't.
I was
know
just gonna go. I was just gonna open that.
Yeah, I don't know how much we're looking.
Do
at
I
injury.
Want to?
It's fine. I think everybody's getting involved with the conversation in a very fair way. Keep doing that, by the way. 713-572-4610. As coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. What's a breakup you wish never happened? Because if rumors are to be believed, the Astros might be remedying a breakup that happened with them and a player. Let's talk about that next.